I'm checking to find out whether I still have my caller on the telephone line. Let's see. Hello, are you there? He's not. All right. That means hopefully he's able to call back, but I'm less than two minutes away from a commercial break. So let me seize this opportunity to inform you of winning 20,000 Nigerian Naira today. If you play to win, on your phone, you dial *347*880*#. Exactly, *347*880*#. On your phone, and you can win today on the sunny side, 20,000 Nigerian Naira before 3 p.m. And also, this is an opportunity to remind our contestants who would be here Tuesday afternoon for our new program, The State. So on Tuesday, we are having Kaduna Face Off Imo State. I would love for you to please leave me a message, because I'd like to have your numbers to call you. Leave me a message on Instagram, Joyce Onyemowa on Instagram, or on Twitter, Joyce Onyemowa on Twitter. It's necessary because I'd like to contact you before then, and I'm hoping you're preparing for the face-off. It's our parlay here, discussing state development, people participation, and how well you can stand for your state. Remember, I'm giving away 20,000 Nigerian Naira. So that's information worth holding on to. Off on a break. We'll be right back. Confessions Thursday. It's 2 p.m. All right. Hold on a second. Oh, hold on. Okay, the sunny side, 3 minutes past 2 p.m. I want to once again say thanks to all our callers today on Confessions Thursday. Interestingly, today's confession has revealed an element of society worth talking about. And I'm hoping that we are able to probably discuss it sometime on language and interpretations. I think we need to understand. I mean, one can just say it's a lack of shared morals, right? That would not be wrong, but I guess there's probably something more latent, and hopefully we're able to dig deep enough and pull it out and look it in the eye and find out what its nature is or character is. The last caller, who was trying to make a case for the sensibility of it, now has a duty to justify it, but it does quite appear as obvious as he's laid it out that the justification for it is, well, if men do it, then women should, well, if men go onto younger women, then younger boys should be able to go onto married or older women. So basically, this is a case of, if it's immoral over there, why are you applying laws over here? If the man who's old enough to be her father would lay in bed with her, then let the immoral or the immorality apply based on desire or lost. I'm not even sure what's at play here now, but yeah. So we need to talk about it now. You have to pardon me. The Confessions Thursday ends here because we have to go into the Lords of Logic. Next week, Confessions Thursday, I hope to hear from you and hear the crazy, the weird, the unusual. And if it gets confusing, we can extract the conversation out of it just so that everyone who's listening can understand and, where necessary, learn from it. In fact, I hope change if need be. But I'm hoping that we do not allow desire overrun reason, because sometimes what I even hear when some people speak is they allow desire, ambition overrun reason, and that leaves a greater damage, where it's not, you're not doing what is good. You are doing what you think is good for you. So we create an additional problem. So I want to say thanks again. And then here we go into the Lords of Logic. Remember, just before we go in, you can win 20,000 Nigerian Naira on your phone. You dial *347*880*#. Or you go to the website, oneplay.ng. You follow the prompts. First, click Nigeria Info if you're on the website. Click on Nigeria Info, follow the prompt. I'm giving away 20,000 Nigerian Naira today. If you want to win, well, get in the game. It's the only way to. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but it's the only way to bet. So if you are in the bet, then the draws determine who wins. And if you would like to win, at least you want a chance to win, get into the draws. All right, so I say that to welcome the Lords to the Lords of Logic. Where for reason, contemplation, where without fear to interrogate questions, we like it if it's didactic, we love it for its intellectualism, we love it for its edification, we're not afraid to look a question in the eye, and we hope to emerge refined, and if the question be fire, who would love to come out as gold. And so it's on this note I welcome the Lords to the Lords of Logic.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Well, I say to you, you labor in thought so that you're not reckless with your actions. I think what I mean is that you must do a whole lot of thinking so that when you act, you can fall like a thunderbolt. It's as though the more work is to, I think the more work lies in acquiring knowledge, to understanding the knowledge that you have acquired, what's necessary, what's not. And when you fashion the knowledge you have acquired, you can apply it in a way that it is both a tool and a sword. Maybe in a bomb. You never know, because sometimes what comes at you is a wound, and knowledge can help you apply. Knowledge can be the bomb that you're applying, and sometimes what approaches you can be a problem, and knowledge is a sword you wield, and sometimes a problem can be like the darkness, and knowledge can be your light. And so I guess knowledge is so nebulous, it can take any form, and it's for that very reason that you must labor in it, so that you're not reckless with actions, and eventually when you decide to act, you're sure. 8 minutes past 2 p.m. My name is Joyce. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. We're continuing with the 48 Laws of Power. It does quite appear that at least on the show, those who have started to follow through on the commentary on the 48 Laws of Power may be discarding what was once popular opinion of the book, may in this moment be forced to contemplate what they once thought was an opinion that a person could adapt or adopt as a philosophy. Today we are on Law 4. Last week was fun, and you guys are impressing me, I must say. So I want to read for you from the book, Law 4, Always Say Less Than It's Necessary. According to the 48 Laws of Power, Robert believes when you're trying to impress people with words, the more you say, the more common you appear, and the less in control. Even if you are saying something banal, it will seem ordinary if you make it vague, open-ended, and sphinx-like. Powerful people impress and intimidate by saying less. The more you say, the more likely you are to say something foolish. Law number 4 of the 48 Laws of Power suggests always say less than it's necessary. Robert Greene believes that this is a piece to the puzzle of the acquisition of psychological power, because of course this is not physical power, it's psychological power. Always say less than it's necessary. So now, do you agree, Lords, that this can be a tool to power, or do you think the application from that of Robert Greene could be different? Do you think it's a different way to put it? Do you think it's a different or a better way to structure it? Do you sense that in life, the less you have said, the better you have edged? The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Is the Lords of Logic. Let's talk. 0700 993 993 993 and 0201 465 7190. Oh, hold on. Sorry, I lost you. I didn't mean that. Hello, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Hello. Can you hear me? Welcome, Lord, to the Lords of Logic. Hello. Turn off the volume of your radio set, please.
Yeah, thank you. I've done that. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. So I just heard what you said. I totally do not agree with him because, for example, I'm a lawyer. I mean, you don't go to court and, you have to be a bit expressive and more detailed in portraying your points,
yeah.
You know. Then pastors also cannot certainly abide by that law. So It's not in all circumstances. That's my little contribution, okay?
Not in all circumstances. Thank you very much for that. I do appreciate.
All right.
Thank you. So our caller has given us two instances where the law would not apply. Then one must assume that if you say that law doesn't apply in the in some worlds or in some circumstances, then one concludes that those circumstances are not... Does one assume that those circumstances are not one where power is the pursuit? When I think about it, actually, no. Power, well, winning is the pursuit. Let's hear you. The Lords of Logic. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you.
Yeah. I agree with the law.
Okay.
In the sense that if you are a talkative, you are the one that talks too much.
Yeah.
So people will look down on you. That, oh, he has come again. Yanni rubbish. But if you are reserved, you only talk when it is necessary. It will earn you more respect. And that is you'll be commanding.
Okay.
People will regard you.
Now, let's analyze this thought. Okay, go ahead. I want to analyze something you have just said. Go ahead.
People know that whenever you talk, whatever comes out of your vocal cavity is sensible. So people will be anxious to hear from you because you seldom talk.
Okay. Is it possible that you've heard people who seldom talk but pretty much say nothing worthy of note?
Yes.
Okay.
But majorly, when you are more reserved, it means that you take your time before you respond.
That's not necessarily what it is. You're not wrong, but that's not exactly the implication of it. Just because you don't speak don't mean that you are thinking.
No, you are right, but... When you consider more population, you will find out that people that are more reserved. I agree with you, right? Quite all right, but like me, I don't talk much. You understand? So I'm looking at it from my own personal perspective.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
So that's why I agree with the law.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I want to lay something open for public interrogation. So this last caller suggests that there's something about speaking sparsely that may insinuate that your words are worth something. Well, you're Nigerian. You do a whole lot of talking. So I guess your background is a solid reference point. Is it true that many people who seldom speak, would you say because they seldom speak, then there's a higher tendency for them to be wise? I would say no. And then there are people who, I wouldn't necessarily call them talkative, but they have stuff to say. And yeah, there's a tendency for them to derail, but if they're thinking heads, then one concludes if they're talking is because they have something to say and they do a whole lot of talking. So I think that there are different ways we can slice it. But of course, on the Lords of Logic, I want to hear how you would love to interpret it. Say less than it's necessary. Now, remember, the 48 Laws of Power assumes this is how you can attain to psychological power. Let's talk. Hello.
Yeah, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Thank you for calling. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, this is Victor calling from Lekki.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, most times it depends on what you say. Now, what kind of words comes out from your buccal cavity? Now, most times, some people will see some people that are reserved. We are not created the same. We are not wired the same.
Yeah.
Some people talk a lot naturally. But make sure what comes out of your mouth is very, very... Like me, I talk a lot only when I'm comfortable around you. Yes.
Okay.
And the kind of words that emit. Sometimes I'm talking, people are gathering to listen. So
why is it because you have gist? You know, like there's some guys who really just have gist. So they're like quote unquote good company because they have stories to tell to entertain
exactly.
The crowd.
Exactly. They have positive things to say.
Positive. I don't know. Who are you serving? I don't know that that's a commodity. I mean, maybe it's needed for those who are depressed, but positivity, it's not knowledge, it's not insight, it's not wisdom, just
like
positive.
What I mean by positive things, like things that people can relate to. Maybe you talk about nature, you talk about the planet, you talk
to me, that's just talking, though. To me, that's just talking. Because, you know, it's like all these motivational speakers who are trying to gain attention and gain following, who just say positive stuff for people to applaud them.
It's not even about that.
Okay.
It's about what I'm trying to project here is you speaking positive stuff, like not the regular beer parlor gist and all that. Depends on what you say.
Okay.
Most people that they see that are quiet people thinking they are smart, is most of them are just antisocial. Most of them don't talk a lot. It's their personality.
Okay.
Yeah, like the other guy said, you are a lawyer and you are expected not to say much, or a pastor or a motivational speaker. So people are different.
But are those ones actually in pursuit of power? Because, hey, they could just be talking for their money. But is there any part of that field that requires winning psychologically?
Yes, of course. You can win people by your words. You can get power. Okay, take lawyers for an instance. They earn their power by winning cases. And you don't just win cases by looking at them. You have to convince people.
Okay.
Yeah, that is just it. So being quiet sometimes, it depends on what you want to say.
Okay. Well,
necessary.
Okay.
And when it's not necessary, you just keep moving. Easy as that.
Thank you. Welcome, Lords, to the Lords of Logic. You say less than is necessary. Do you agree? Good to have you on the Lords of Logic. Welcome.
Hello, I completely agree.
Okay. You agree with Robert, right?
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
My name is Emeka from Salt Lake
City. Welcome, Emeka. Thank you.
You see, there's a time, even the Bible says there's a time when silence is golden. It depends on the setting where you are. Being loquacious sometimes could give you away as somebody that is, how would I call it? Loquacious could give you away as somebody that is stupid. Because when you, there's a certain you'll be, it's important for you to be silent or speak when it is necessary for you to speak. Your silence affords you the opportunity to be able to absorb your environment, to be able to learn from those who are talking. And it, when you open your mouth and speak, you speak substance and not just because you want to talk. So except for people like you say motivational speakers, lawyers, these are people who are only talking because that is how they earn a living. And they only talk when the right setting, when they hire the right setting for them to talk. And not every lawyer, of course, is loquacious. There are lawyers who, when they open their mouth, they speak these silent points and say things that go down in the law records. So it depends on the setting. Even when you're in a social setting,
okay,
talking too much is not to your own advantage. It is important for you to choose your words carefully.
Yeah, but that don't necessarily, that's not an indication of, I mean, it can be an indication of poise, right? But it's not necessarily an indication of intellect.
Exactly.
Oh, so
that's
just
poise. You have to be very calculative.
Yeah, that's just poise. That's not power. We're trying to figure out how much of this is truly power. Because for it to be powerful, okay, go ahead.
Yes, it could also mean power. Look, people who talk too much,
I disagree,
don't always wield power around them. It is what comes out of your mouth.
Good.
It's power.
So, if you were an average guy who just spoke once in a while, average intellect who spoke once in a while, is that an indication of power?
That word you speak once in a while could keep resonating in the minds of your
guy, you're Nigerian, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, when you look about you, the once in a while people, you know, yeah, is that something?
Yeah.
Is that noteworthy?
Yeah, well, for me, I am not somebody who likes talking all the time.
You got nothing to say, right?
In fact, I have nothing to say, then why speak?
Okay, that's fair.
If you've got something to say, then say it constructively. I mean, it has to be well thought out.
Okay, all right.
That way, your words will be powerful and will resonate in the hearts and minds of your listeners for years and years to come.
I think that way you'll be heard. Power, that thing is dicey, but we're still on this topic, though. But I'm glad you called in. Hopefully, you may call me back if I inject another aspect to this. But thank you, Lord,
definitely,
for being on the Lords of Logic.
Thank you.
Welcome, Lords, to the Lords of Logic. My name is Joyce. Robert Green says, you say less is a form of power. I want to speak to one more or two more persons, and then I want to share with you an excerpt from the book. Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic, welcome to the show.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, my name is James. I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome, James. Thank you.
Yeah. I think I don't agree with that law in its entirety.
Defend it.
Yes. The reason is because sometimes somebody might have that oratory gift and can talk for so long a time, and you can never be bored in a minute. You just realize the person has spoken so many words for so, like, a very long speech, and you'll be so surprised that you're not bored by that. You are not tired. Like, every word the person is saying is making sense. So I will not totally agree to say that those words are like speaking too much. It's makes somebody, I've forgotten how the assertion goes again, like, talking too much. Can you just remind me?
He says say less than is necessary. Let me just capture it verbatim. Always say less than is necessary.
Very good.
So necessity, like, is the barometer, but he's saying don't meet the barometer. Just say less than is necessary.
I will agree partly, because many wise speakers have been judged by that. Like, they speak few words, and in that few words...
I think you give to men credit that they haven't earned. Just because he speaks few words don't make him wise. Like, it can be few words of just few naked words, few powerless words, few meaningless words. I mean, that's a possibility, and I want you to interrogate it.
Okay. So now, I will agree with you, but the reason why I'm saying partly I agree, and some people's few words have been very powerful. Why all the...
So what makes it powerful? So you're going somewhere, and I want you to see that logic through. You say some people, their few words makes them powerful. What then is the core of the power? Is it the words, or is it something else?
Thank you.
Good.
Now, when you speak few words, it's a kind of gathering of sensible thoughts that, you know, you've been able to concise in a very few words, that it communicates the meaning in just few words.
All right.
Like, the meaning goes far beyond even you elaborating.
So basically, now you're extending that what may be the power is not in the words, but in the knowledge.
In the knowledge.
Hold on. I'm dashing you that one, but hold it out. It's not yours yet, because you can't quite defend it.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you to keep listening. Let's speak to a few more people before the commercial break. I'm going to make an injection into the conversation when we return. Probably give us a standpoint or a point of view, and then you can call back if need be, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Lagos, Nigeria, welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. While following through on the logicality of the 48 laws of power, I'm trying to make a case for it's really not power, but you've been told it is, you believe it is, and I think we can talk it through to determine who's wrong and who's right, who's clear, who holds an argument, who's aiming, and who's aiming to be aimless. 24 minutes past 2 p.m. Okay, can I do one? Yes, I can. I can inject one conversation before the commercial break. Hello. Good to have you here. Are you there? Hey, lost you. All right. Is the 48 laws of power power? Hello.
Hi, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Lords of Logic.
My name is Lord Shariente.
Lord Shariente.
Yeah.
You sit by the window. Go ahead.
Okay, so I believe that people are different. And because people are different, people have different way of aiming their... opinions. Some do it in few words, and then they are able to, because of how knowledgeable they are, they are able to express themselves in few words.
Okay.
However, there are actually people that would want you to understand extensively what they are talking about, and they use different words to make sure that they bring it home, not because they don't know how to make use of few words. It's because they don't want you to go about maybe misunderstanding what they are trying to bring to you, because they are aware that people understand things differently. So I happen to be one of those people that know how to read into people and know when they are not understanding what I'm talking about. And then I'm actually one of those people that can know how to put things in few words, and at the same time in many words, depend on who I am interacting with.
Have you considered that many words could be boring sometimes if the point is really that short?
Yes.
Whether they get it or not, if the point is really that short, too many words, they could lose the point, actually. So
that's why I said, know who you are communicating with, right? If you are communicating with somebody of...
if you're communicating with a child, if a child, is that what we're doing here? Like a four-year-old?
Not really. Somebody can be an adult and yet don't have a good IQ, right? So if you're interacting with such a person, if you're interacting with such a person and you're using the few words, the person keeps taking you back and forth, something that maybe you just need to break in simple words, like maybe extensively, just explaining better to the person. And you cannot do explanation in really few words.
Look, I want to thank you for calling. I'm actually off on a break, okay? Lagos, we'll be right back.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I don't even know what buttons are moving around here. My eyes feel crossed. The sunny side is 32 minutes past 2 p.m. Okay, so I want to read from you excerpts from the book. I want to inject a lateral consideration. So let's go. From the book 48 Laws of Power, Welcome Lords to the Lords of Logic, Robert Greene assumes that power can be attained psychologically, and he lays down some ground rules or pathway by which you can psychologically manipulate the weak to attain power. All right, so is it necessary to tell you the page? Well, this is page 34. Keys to power. Power is in many ways a game of appearances, and when you say less than is necessary, you inevitably appear greater and more powerful than you are. Your silence will make other people uncomfortable. Humans are machines of interpretation and explanation. They have to know what you are thinking. When you carefully control what you reveal, they cannot pierce your intentions or your meaning. So another way to put it would be, say less. The less you say, the more intimidating and powerful you are. Now, this is an assumption, because if you know anything about, for example, arrogance, you realize that if a person has an ego that they put on full display, if you have a counter approach to their ego, the moment you pierce the walls of their ego, it's a shell. So I guess that the book is actually speaking to a set of maybe, and you have to tell me if I'm wrong or if you disagree, you have to be innocently naive to not know what's happening. Because that's the only way this can even work on you. You have to be totally unaware before this can be said to be some tool to be used. I want to read you one more final paragraph, and then I'll let you have the telephone lines. So this is probably 35 or 36 page. It goes, and I quote, "Never start moving your own lips or teeth before the subordinates do. The longer I keep quiet, the sooner others move their lips or teeth. As they move their lips and teeth, I can thereby understand their real intentions. If the sovereign is not mysterious, the ministers will find opportunity to take the take." The final sentence is a Chinese quote from a Chinese philosopher. Welcome Lords to the Lords of Logic. Robert Greene believes that you can take power by psychologically manipulating people, and I dare you to open this logic on the Lords of Logic. Welcome 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190. If you dare to look, what would you find? So on the Lords of Logic, I say, let's interrogate it for truth, substance, common sense, maybe even error. Welcome, Lord. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
My name is Mrs. Oboli. Good afternoon.
Lord Oboli, please. Lord's
Lord
here.
Oboli.
Good to have you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. As I interrogate this, it doesn't necessarily have to be me, right?
Well, it should be you, because we're lords here. There's no slave here. Okay. It's you. Tell me you, baby.
Okay. If only the politicians were even listening to you this afternoon, I would really have loved this. And so they come out...
That's not my crowd.
Yeah, that's it. That's just it. They come out with so much to say, doing nothing. The Bible even tells us to refrain our lips. Like, refrain our lips. We give good counsel. There are some things you don't have to say, and you just take action, and it's out there. Take, for instance, this kidnapping people. When they go there to kidnap people, they don't come out to talk and talk and talk. They just go there to deliver action. But our politicians will come out and promise heaven and earth, and they will not be caught at the end of the day. That's why I said, I wish they were listening to you right now. You don't command authority or power by the things you say. Your actions should be able to speak louder than your words, because that's the vessel. What you play out, what you portray, what you dispense, even in not in speaking less.
Yeah, but you see, the problem with your example is that the terrorists are allowed to exercise this power. They don't have it. They're allowed to exercise it. So there's a perception that they have it. So I don't know if that's a good example, but I can let you have it. But I don't know. I don't think that that's a good enough example.
Well,
yeah.
All I'm just trying
because when you acquiesce power, well, two things are being said there. Either you are honestly weak, or you are afraid. Well, you're honestly weak, so you're afraid of your enemy. You let them have the power, or you acquiesce power because maybe you're stupid, and then you're weak. And honestly, you want a show, so your enemy better put up a good show. I'm not sure, but that's not a good example. Because if we're going to take out these guys, we can, right?
We can, but are we?
Yeah, so that's a different matter. So, and this is not a function of power. I'm just saying that, you know, the terrorists do not have power over the state. And if we're seeing what we're seeing is because it's being permitted. That's my argument.
It's obvious they have the power, but they're not willing to stop it. Because they're also beneficiaries of it. Yes.
Well, exactly. Okay, so thank you very much for calling. Say less than is necessary. The assumption that you could appear to be strong if you said less. I say that the only reason or the only time saying less than is necessary could give you the appearance of power is if something else makes you powerful. So that's my case, and you can disagree with it. You know you're on the Lords of Logic, so tell me what you think about what I said. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Good to have you. Welcome, Lord, to the Lords of Logic. What's your name?
All right, my name is...
Pardon?
My name is Kenny.
Kenny, thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info.
All right, good one. I think silence goes a long way sometimes.
Yeah, sure. But it's power like, now. So remember, the issue or the active word here is not necessarily the silence. It's the appearance of power, which is the reason Robert makes this an element to adopt. You get my point?
I think maybe even borrowed that from the Bible. I think there's a part in Proverbs that says, even a fool is considered wise sometimes when he just keeps his mouth shut.
Yeah, but that's for wisdom. So here he's talking about strength. He's not talking about wisdom. He's talking about strength. He's talking about power.
No, it depends on how you're channeling your wisdom. Wisdom actually goes to a long way to also say that. I think there's a proverb that says, rather than might, I believe in intelligence. So I don't know. I'm just paraphrasing now.
That sounds wrong.
No, I believe rather than building muscle or so.
Oh, okay.
I think it's somewhere in Proverbs. I'm paraphrasing now.
Okay.
So I believe in intelligence. So I think it's what you want to actually achieve at the end of the day. If you feel that, yes, within you, delving out certain things about what you want to say will actually hurt you, then why say?
Okay, no, let me rephrase this picture again, and then I think this is what Robert is trying to say, that silence gives you the appearance of power, or at least allows you to claim psychological power. Can we establish that that's what he's saying? Because remember, for him, the spirit of his thought is to manipulate, right?
That's for the person you're trying to manipulate.
What?
That's for the person you're trying to manipulate.
Yeah, no, but so the book is our reference. So we're trying to see whether the book makes an honest sense or whether this is just a guise for power-hungry people.
Joyce, that book.
That's why we're here. Don't tell me what you think about the book. The book is the book. They've sold millions of copies. The book is the book. But let's talk about it.
I know. To me, it's just for a class of people. And I mean, they are deviant people, not everybody.
But I just wanted you to think about it. I didn't say it was you or you should adopt it.
I know.
It.
Before I even forget, I wanted you to consider a topic.
What?
This social construct.
Yeah.
That gentleman that was talking about why married men can go after single people. And then the young ones that are not married, young males that are not married, can't go after married people. I know there are consequences to this.
Yeah.
But why does it feel right? So it's a social construct.
Yeah.
Because it looks as if married women are defenseless in that aspect. But a married man can actually stand up and fight for his own.
Okay.
Well, when a married woman wants to fight for her own, she's looked at in the society that what's your problem is the man's world. Males will tell you we are polygamous in nature. What makes it right? It's a social construct that is making it look as though it's right, and it's not. So I just want us to ponder on that to maybe sometime later.
Sure, absolutely. I did say we were going to talk about that because evidently it's a social construct and morality is a feature here. So I guess, yeah. Yeah, and thank you for bringing that to mind. Of course, I did promise we'll talk about it probably even next week, actually, because I'm curious.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling the Lords of Logic. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome, Lords, to the Lords of Logic. Hello.
Hi, Sharon's calling back.
Okay.
So I spoke on wisdom previously when I called, right? Now, speaking about power, the fact that, for me, silence enhances unpredictability.
Mm-hmm.
It entails power. And this is because the fact that the manipulator or manipulatee doesn't know what is in the mind of the manipulator, it itself gives power to the manipulator.
Okay.
In the sense that, okay, I'll use our mothers as an instance. You know when they tell you, they use your eyes to tell you, don't do that.
And but you already know. They need not say it. What's understood need not be said.
Not really. So you don't know. They've used their eyes to tell you, don't do that. And then let's say you understand that. Then maybe you know that there are some uncertain. Maybe they're sending you on an errand and you don't know what they're sending you.
Oh, okay.
But your mother thinks you know and then you refuse doing it. Maybe you do part of it and then later they are coming and then your mother is not smiling at you and she's looking at you. She's not saying anything when she ought to say something. That itself is already scary. You already know that, I don't know what's going on. What have I done again that could get me into trouble? This smile she's smiling is mischievous and you don't know what it means. So it's in itself scary. Right, then so
but the power parity already suggests that you would be afraid because hey, one is your mother who's wearing a poker face and you can't read.
Yeah.
So the power parity already suggests that you're at a disadvantage every how you slice it.
Yes.
So I think the power parity is really what is more the spirit of that scenario.
Exactly. Yeah, the fact that somebody isn't talking, actually, that's why you hear this popular saying that be scared of people that don't talk. That's because you can't predict to what extent that they can go when they want to act in their silence.
Okay, well, there's an argument there, except that the people who talk can also be dangerous. I'm just trying to establish the fact
do you know that there's a limit? So when somebody, like, I'll use myself as an example, when I'm angry, I just quiet everything, and I'm able to act on that anger.
Mm-hmm.
But for that person that sucks it in, even these people that pour out frustration on people, sometimes they are bottled up things that they did not talk about. That's the reason why if you go to see these clinical psychologists, they will tell you, cry it out, try to talk about it.
Okay.
So there's a great power in silence.
Yeah.
Although it can have its negative effect on the person that is being silenced, and then it can also have, when it is used properly, when it is being controlled by the person being silenced, the person can also use it to his advantage over the person that doesn't know why they are being silent.
Okay, well, thank you. Is it possible that we are also invariably trying to underscore a power parity here where one is disadvantaged in comparison to the other? Because let's say if these two people were at par, so except I loved you and I cared for you, if you were silent, I wouldn't care. Because what could you do that I couldn't contend with? Or what could you do that I couldn't challenge? Like, your silence would mean nothing to me if we were at par, right? But if there's a power disadvantage, then I think... You get what I'm saying? Because I don't want us to assume that... And again, so that's one part of it. The other likelihood is, yes, silence has the element to induce this suspense. And the suspense has a tendency to suggest something like power. But is it really power? Like, so there was a quote I saw, well, the less you speak, you're not assumed to be a fool. But if a powerful person, so this is what I'm saying, if a powerful person spoke sparingly, Now, that could induce intimidation or fear, right? But if an ordinary person, like, you just good old average intelligence, average vocabulary, average intuition, average, just an average being, spoke sparingly, like, no, the darkness don't care, the demons don't care, the children don't care. I'm trying to separate one from the other, and I'm asking you to move it around in your brain and see how it applies to you. Welcome, Lords, to the Lords of Logic. Hello, welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce.
Godman, the Lords of Logic. Go ahead.
So I think in this sense, although I don't agree with most of the things in that book, but I think because you know this is about manipulation, you like want to... you know, overcome somebody like an enemy. You want to just be having the dominion over people, manipulation over them. So I think in this sense, he's talking about your enemy now. If your enemy doesn't know what you want to do, because you're just silent, you're not even saying anything, it gives them a sense of mystery. Like, we don't even know what's in this guy's mind. Mm. We don't even know what he's thinking. Because when you let us so much, your enemy like, okay, at least we have a clue of what
Yeah.
But when you are like just reserved, you don't see anything. It is mystery. So it puts a kind of fear on them. Like, we don't even know what, you know, I think that's where the sense of what he's trying to
say. So basically you're saying that except this is your enemy, then you create this divide between the light and the dark where one isn't sure what's in the other, right?
Yeah, exactly. That.
So then if there was a power parity here, whether you kept quiet or you spoke, the other person couldn't care less.
Yeah.
I think that there's a psychological power parity or disparity here. And I want to establish it so that if you're going to become... So again, I also think that what makes you strong is not necessarily latent in the few words. It's something else that is expressed through words. So you're something, right? And then you don't say too much of maybe what you know or you reveal much of that which you are, but you are something. It's strong, it's terrifying, it's mystical, and then you don't say too much, then that's powerful. But if you're ordinary, who cares what you say and don't say? I mean, first, let's begin. You're ordinary. There's little you can do about anything.
But I think in this sense, he's talking about maybe like an opponent or...
Okay, so we need to establish that. An opponent is someone whom you are trying to get power over to make powerless.
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much for calling. Yes. Welcome, Lords, to the Lords of Logic. You say less than is necessary. The less you say, the more intimidating and powerful you appear. And according to Robert Greene, power is a game of appearance. So certainly, what is read, perceived, is all part of the ingredients that helps a person collect power. So let me hear your opinion on the Lords of Logic.
Hello.
Good afternoon. It's so good to have you on Nigeria Info.
This is Mr. Frank.
Thank you.
I want to carefully disagree with that law.
Welcome, Lord Frank. Go ahead. Why?
Yes. You see, two people have quoted Bible. Our Bible supported silence. The same Bible says, go into the world and preach the gospel. Somebody that's inside the world preaching the gospel will not be quiet.
That's not a good example.
You have to talk a lot. Presenter talks a lot.
Oh.
2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Every day. Apart from that, on their own private talk, they talk. Just you have been here for over how many hours now I've been talking. We never dislike your talk. We now, assuming you bring this topic now, and all of us keep quiet, we keep silent, the program will not move. Pastors talks a lot, teachers talks a lot, barristers talks a lot. So many people talk and end their living, comedians. Are you getting the joy?
Yeah, I'm picking it up.
So if he said that someone been, maybe if he says shouting, for someone being constituting lots of news and I could have agreed with him, but too much of talk doesn't take less of a man, because we have to talk. If you come to the people that doesn't talk, there are some people that doesn't talk, but when they talk, you will even use modern hammer and finish their head. So that someone doesn't talk does not mean that the person will be more powerful than the person that talks. No, I can never agree with that.
All right.
Even as we are talking now, if you allow, or there are some of us now that is ready to be on the phone line for 2 hours or 3 hours, it doesn't take less of them. It depends on what you are hearing, and it depends on who is talking. If you like that person or what that person is talking, you wouldn't hate what he's talking, or you wouldn't see that person less of what whom that person is.
All right.
You even like that person, like you now. You being here from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Me, I don't like it. I want you to be here at least from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock because I enjoy every bit of your program and every bit of what you said. Are you getting it? But because of the program, you have to stay with the hour. So that you stay here, you talk does not take less of you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Welcome, Lords, to the Lords of Logic.
The Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I don't want you to lose sight of the intention here. So the intention here is manipulation. It is to make or appear more powerful than someone else. Like, that's the game. So first, let's establish it. This is a game. The perception is to acquiesce power. At least look like you're more powerful. That's the game. So talking, well, saying less than is necessary. Again, I suggest that for silence to make you powerful, then what makes you powerful is one thing, then the speaking is another thing. So something has to be making you powerful, and the expression in speech is what you regulate. Other than that, the psychological manipulation to assume that to say less is power is something I'll disagree with, because, you know, Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Let's hear your objections to anything. Hello.
Lord Emeka again, back from Satellite Town.
All right, so you got a minute to lay it on us.
Yes, you see, let us understand, first of all, that the principles or whatever Robert Greene must have marshaled out are not in a regular setting. They cannot be applicable in a regular setting at all times.
You're the one who thinks it's not. Have you not met arrogant people? What do you think that setting is?
Let me use the cordial setting where you can't be in the midst of people you love and all that, and you start applying all
that's a different picture.
It's more of a manipulative
it's a power thing, it's a power game.
Power
play is culture.
Exactly. Where politics and the mafia dome. Like, if you watch The Godfather, you find out that he really spoke.
Mm-hmm. Why? But you see, was it the speech that made him strong, or was it something else that made him strong?
Already he was a powerful man.
There you go.
So his reticence or taciturn nature also amplifies his very personality. For instance, if I'm angry and I want to be vindictive, if you've done me something wrong and I want to be vindictive, I don't need to talk. I'll keep quiet. I can even come closer to you. 2 years, three months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, and I'll strike. And when I strike, I'll strike with the precision of a cobra or a viper. You understand?
Mm.
So it all depends on who you are and what you represent.
Mm.
Like the lady that spoke some time ago, I love what she said. She said about our mothers back then. Before a stranger comes, they already marshaled out the rules for you. Now there's a stranger in the room and you're acting abnormally. Just the look.
You're being a child.
Just a look. You are reminded automatically of the rules.
Mm. Okay.
Those rules have been given to you behind closed doors. Just with that look. She hasn't said a word. And you know the consequences of what you're already doing.
Right.
So let us all get this straight, that it is not applicable in the context. It's more of a power play, a manipulative setting.
Thank you.
And that is what we see playing out in modern day politics.
I appreciate you calling in. Ladies, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. This is the Lords of Logic.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm checking to find out whether I still have my caller on the telephone line. Let's see. Hello, are you there? He's not. All right. That means hopefully he's able to call back, but I'm less than 2 minutes away from a commercial break. So let me seize this opportunity to inform you of winning 20,000 Nigerian Naira today if you play to win. On your phone, you dial star 347 star 880 star 3 hash. Exactly. *347*880#3# on your phone. And you can win today on the sunny side, 20,000 Nigerian Naira before 3 p.m. And also, this is an opportunity to remind our contestants who would be here Tuesday afternoon for our new program, The State. So on Tuesday, we are having Kaduna face off Imo State. I would love for you to please leave me a message, because I'd like to have your numbers to call you. Leave me a message on Instagram, Joyce Onyemowa on Instagram, or on Twitter, Joyce Onyemowa on Twitter. It's necessary because I'd like to contact you before then, and I'm hoping you're preparing for the face-off. It's our parlay here, discussing state development, people participation, and how well you can stand for your state. Remember, I'm giving away 20,000 Nigerian Naira. So that's information worth holding on to. Off on a break. We'll be right back. Confessions Thursday. It's 2 p.m.